Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on A New Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Okay, yeah. We're okay. Here with Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, with something that sounded like a news theme. Oh, now it's just jazz. I love it.
We got Brett on the fret. Brett Morris, take it to the chorus? What'd you say?
The feeling when the chord hits.
Oh, yeah.
Brett Morris, take it to the chorus is also very good.
take it to the chorus. And we got Dana Wickens, not on the Stickens, but maybe on the bongos. Oh, bongos.
Now, well, I was about to do a, not because the only thing that I could think of that rhymed was like, you know how your mom goes, but like it's wrong in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
It's not correct. It's not the vibe I want. It's just the rhyme, you know? And that's why we always say the rhyme is not the most important thing. What matters,
don't follow
is,
that
the,
rhyme,
what matters
but
is the meaning.
You should follow your heart in opening to welcome dear friend of the pod back. We're so lucky to have him. Oh my gosh. Please welcome.
Zeke Nicholson!
Hey.
Bringing up fantastic energy into the pod.
That was a NBC, but also like the Fat Albert in the NBC music.
Fat Albert, now on Peacock.
Honestly, probably.
Hi, Zeke.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Seeing you in person. It's been far too long.
You too. Our only interaction with you has been through the Baby Ones Candy musicals, which are lovely chaos that they always
indeed. But yeah, we're just hitting that point where it's like, haven't seen any friends. Haven't like picked up on the energetic nonverbal communications that happen when you're in the same room as someone,
and
you know?
The ones that the internet doesn't have, honestly, the bandwidth to deal with.
It's true.
Right.
It's true.
We talk a lot about the difficulties of the latency of doing a musical podcast. We don't talk about the sort of spiritual latency that we're all feeling right now.
Spiritual latency is a great way to describe it.
Yes, that is the undercurrent of 2020.
Yes,
2020 spiritual latency
for sure.
Oh my gosh, woo.
Woo, woo.
But yeah, it's true. Okay, well, we're here now, and my Zoom is in a funny grid where the three of us are stacked, and the fam band is also stacked in a different way.
Yes.
I got that L Tetris piece. We are the L, and then Brett's above me. This is good audio.
This is good audio. I decided that this was good, and I said it.
Your way was fast. My way was getting into the minutia and was bad. Zeke, can you tell us about how your screen is sort of laid out?
Yeah,
real quick?
Absolutely. So what you're going to see on my screen, you got a classic vertical setup that I would imagine is the same as Jess's. Although, are we on the right side or the left side for you, Jess?
We're on the right.
Wow. You and I have identical screens and identical souls.
Wait, are you talking three tall?
Three tall.
Oh, man. I got that vertical three on top, three on the bottom.
Why
do you guys have weird pizza monitor? Why do you guys have weird tablet monitors where it's all spread out top to bottom?
Then when I shifted it, it got crazy.
It's the thing that when you shift it, it gets crazy, and that's true of all things.
We go now.
Oh boy!
To the finals of the great Tetris off. Dawn is breaking over the giant arena that these Tetris finals are being held in. The sun is just cresting over the hill in this unnamed town as players all over prepare.
I hope for the long piece, the long, tall piece of four blocks to sleep in on the side. I need the long, flat piece to clear this bottom road to be my country, Mother Russia's pride.
Will I stack up? Will I stack up?
Will I stack up?
Will I be enough? Will I
stack up?
What will I do if that little cube comes when I don't have a place for the little cube? At first I think the little cube is so very cute, but then, oh no, where do I put the cube?
I look around, and what have I seen? I'm thinking to myself, the block guy, where have you bloody been? Cause I need a block to clear out the entirety of the bottom row. Cause my family back home in Australia, they want me to win, you know.
Exciting to meet so many other Tetris champions from around the world. Hello.
Oh yeah, hi, how you going?
Hello.
My name is Wickedy, and I'm the best Tetris player in all of the outback.
Yes, Wickedy, I have watched your videos on the YouTubes.
I've seen your live streams before. Yeah, you're great.
My name is Bori, at Bori, at on Twitch. I have the Twitch streamings of my Tetris goings and comings and the clearing of blocks and rows. Oh my gosh, do you see that? Do you see that woman over there? Do you know who that is?
Is that who
I
think
it is? Oh my gosh, she's coming over.
Oh, hi. Were you talking about me? Victoria from Croatia.
Yes, Victoria from Croatia. At Victoria from Croatia on Twitch. Are you kidding me? Number one Tetris champion, 5 years running.
Can Such I just say what an honor it is to meet you? I mean, back when I was first starting out, didn't even have a full Tetris set, was just throwing blocks of wood and making them stack up behind my house.
That is right. I forgot. You first started Tetris. Analog Tetris in the real world with blocks that you would stand on roof and throw blocks, and when they got in a row, you would have, what is that Australian animal? The big one with the pouches and the kicking and the punching?
Yeah, the big one?
Oh, you mean a roo?
The roo, yes. Roo. The roo would clear the blocks when you had full roo.
The roo would he would kick out the bottom section of it and they would go flying, and then the whole apparatus would come down a level. It's pretty great.
I really like seeing it because it made me think, that's how I see the world. I see the world with Tetris everywhere. There's not a time that I don't see Tetris.
Victoria from Croatia, it's the same with me. Just you inspired me to do Tetris before I do Tetris. And we just had blocks of ice and had to clear them before they would melt. We had ice and Matryoshka dolls. That's what, you know, these dolls inside dolls inside dolls.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with these stacking dolls.
Yes. But you are right. Those dolls are much like Tetris because Tetris is everywhere all around us all the time.
That's right. And a small kangaroo inside of a bigger kangaroo is also kind of like Tetris.
It is much like Tetris.
The world is
Joey is like
Tetris.
The small cube inside of the L cube that is its mama.
That's right.
Well, I'm very proud to have inspired you. I mean, that's huge for me. That's what I wanted to do when I started getting serious about Tetris and coming to these giant global events. I saw Tetris everywhere, every block and every step. There wasn't a single moment that I could see it except when I close my eyes to sleep at night and the cubes and blocks disappear. And that's the only time I get my mind clear, because
Tetris is all around us. Tetris is all around us. And Tetris is all around this. And Tetris is all around us.
Yeah, totally.
I started my life in the bush, not the big city. But I wanted to move out because life in the outback was pretty shitty. And I thought the way out was to stack a block on a block. And now I'm a global superstar and my Tetris life rocks. Cause Tetris is all around us.
All around us.
Tetris is all
around us.
Tetris is all around us, yes. And Tetris is all around us. For example, when I'm putting my dishes away, like the forks and all the spoons, but the fork spots and the fork spots and the spoons, they have their room. And the knives go in the knife slot until my dishwasher is clear. And this is much like Tetris, I think you will see as it appears.
Tetris is all around us.
Everything is Tetris.
Tetris is all around us, yes. If you've packed a freezer or packed an icebox, you know that Tetris
is all around us. Oh my God, do not look over there.
Where should we not look?
Do not look behind me.
Bori, you have to say where we should not look. What?
Across the plaza.
Which way?
They're setting up where my eyes are pointing now.
Oh, okay.
See where I am looking?
Yes.
Don't do it. Oh, they see me. Oh, no, they see me.
Oh, no.
The professional Frogger players all see me. Everyone knows the tension that goes past between the players of professional Frogger. And the players are just, no, they're not coming over. They're talking amongst themselves.
Oh, my God, dude. Look. Yes. Is that who I think it is? Oh, man. Second class citizens.
Dude, I can't believe Tetris would even show their friggin' face. Show their friggin' face at this international gaming event.
I mean, come on. Look, we are...
These blokes, they're stacking a bunch of blocks together. It's a ruddy disgrace it is. It's not even a real game. It's not even a real game. A real game.
No, I mean, like, where are the stakes, you know? Like, if we fail... The little froggy.
Frog dies.
The frog dies.
He dies, isn't it? He dies, isn't it?
Doesn't Frogger, it's the world's most dangerous game. It's life and death. It's ultimate stakes.
What was that book about, most dangerous game?
It was about hunting man.
Right, that man goes in the woods. He's trying to cross a river. It's dangerous, isn't it? It's hard to get across the river when you're jumping on lily pads and frogs.
That's right. But we're there to guide him. To help him leap away from the rich man who's tired of hunting. I'm sorry, which way were you going? You wanted to incorporate the story or no? You're saying that we're more dangerous.
Is that the book where it turns out he's been eating people the whole time?
Does he eat them? I can't remember.
No. Most dangerous game, right? Man, private island, right?
Yeah.
Got a big island, doesn't he? Invites people there, walk around.
Dude.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
Wait.
And then the people, he hunts the people.
Yeah.
Right? He hunts them, and that's the game, right? Because he hunted the lions and the tigers, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he shot them. They're dead. They're gone.
Right.
But man, loop this into like what our thing is.
Yeah, like I thought, like, do you want to talk about it with Frogger or no? That was kind of held up.
That's what I was saying.
This is a classic British thing to do, just a long, windy story that takes a while to get where you want to go.
No, right. So it's about Frogger, isn't it? Because he's hunting in the woods, right? Frogger, that's an animal.
Yeah.
Lion, that's an animal. Frogger, that's a game.
Okay.
Most dangerous game, that's a short story I recently read. In it, so right.
Yeah, I guess like Chris, if we had to break it down, it'd be like, we think Frogger is the most dangerous game. Not can't even compare to that short story where it's a play on words, where the most dangerous game, the game, the activity, but also game is what you call something that you hunt and eat. You know, like venison is game. So the most dangerous game is man. It plays on both angles. But we're saying forget that entirely because there's nothing more dangerous than Frogger.
That's right.
Right.
I see the state of the world. It makes me mad. I'm standing here on the edge of a lily pad, staring at the water, my future. Will I slip and fall?
There's nowhere for me to turn, and there's nowhere for me to go, unless I can hop, and I can hop, so help me.
Like the short story, the most dangerous game, coming right here for you. Because the frog is a hunter with traffic, he's trying to get to the other side. No, I guess it would make more sense if the guys were hunting the frog,
That fact can't be denied.
Yeah, I've gotta be honest, man, you're really making me think. But between Frogger, dangerous game, still not seeing a link. I'd like to, please, I'd like to understand. Our thing's the best, and we are the man. Not dangerous game.
And it's nothing to do with the short story.
Or a short story by Richard Connell. It's just Frogger in and of itself's a dangerous game, and that is all we want.
If you wanna talk and more about maybe getting a book club going, I could be interested in that, but for now, this is nothing to do.
I think I see what you're saying.
Uh-oh. Dids. Dids, the committee is here.
Right. The IGC, the International Gaming Committee?
Right, they're here. Hearing it.
Hello, everyone!
Hello, settle down.
Hello.
Welcome. Settle. Everyone, settle.
Everyone, settle
Frogger
down.
Frogger community, settle.
Frogger community, please.
Tetris, be still, be quiet, be still. Settle.
That game where you serve beers? Tap.
Ice cold. Tapped, settle.
Tapped, settle.
The analog game, ice cold beers, please also settle.
Please also settle.
Solitaire for Windows 95 community, please settle.
Please settle. Spider solitaire, also settle. We see you.
Minesweep.
We see you.
Minesweep, still going strong. Four members, please quiet.
Pong, quiet, I shouldn't quiet. Have to say it. Pong, please settle. Galactica, listen. Galactica, stand-up arcade game, please settle.
Please settle.
Okay, arcade cabinet of the Simpsons, that fun Simpsons game where Bart uses a skateboard.
Oh, Bart uses that the game. Skateboard.
I know in my movie theater growing up, they had that game in two things in the arcade, and that was one of them.
Oh, what a good game. Settle.
But nonetheless, settle. I know it throws me off, too, that Bart's in a light blue shirt. Settle.
What was it, a copyright thing? Was it a thing of what
I don't understand. Sometimes he appears in earlier.
Homer doesn't have a weapon. He just punches and kicks. Marge uses a vacuum cleaner. Lisa uses a jump rope.
Yes. Also, there was a Ninja Turtles game around that same time.
Yes, yes,
very good. Ninja Turtles game,
Settle. We have an announcement to make. This year's competition will
be... I'm sorry, we can't make the announcement until everyone is settled, please. Please settle, yes.
Okay.
As you were saying, Eugene.
Thank you. The announcement this year is that... things have changed.
We are making our yearly announcement.
That's
this
right.
Year's announcement
this year's
is that
announcement
things
is
have
different.
Changed.
Things Eugene, have changed.
Continue.
The outcome of the international gaming competition this year, whichever game wins, all other games will be destroyed.
Yes, just to be clear, everyone is competing within their own game, and then the games will be pitted against each other for a survival of the fittest game. I know, I see the hubbub. Settle.
Please, no more hubbub. Hubbub.
I'm sure you have a lot of questions. How?
I have a question.
Yes, I know. Let me jump ahead of it. because I assume the first question is going to be, how do we rank the scores of games against other games?
That wasn't my question, actually.
Okay, what was your question? I'm sorry to be presumptuous.
On the schedule, it says I'm supposed to be in conference room B on the second floor.
What are you here for?
I'm here for Tapped.
Okay, yes, I'm. Yes, you're on the right conference.
Okay,
continue your question.
It says I'm supposed to be in conference room B on the second floor, but I want to know, is that from the lobby floor or from the garage floor underneath?
Excellent question. So go by what the numbers in the elevator say, not how high they are off the ground.
Okay, follow up, quick follow up.
Sure.
I don't take elevators.
Oh, I see the problem.
So I'm a stairs gal, and
you're on the second floor?
Uh-huh.
So when you come in from the lobby,
uh-huh,
you're going to go up two flights of stairs.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi, I got a question. Yes. Yeah, it's me.
Assume it's about how the points all match together. Yes, you want to know
why we made this decision, why other games must be destroyed. We assume that those are the main questions.
I guess, but my question is a little more, it is that, but it's more complex. So it's like, yes, if I'm playing one game and somebody else is playing another game, how do we then find out where in the building we're supposed to be in order to be able to, go up against each other?
Absolutely. What game are you playing?
I'm playing Simpsons.
Okay.
Why does Bart have a blue shirt?
It's a copyright issue or a display issue on the colors of the screen.
Got it.
What? You're playing Simpsons. Okay. First question. Do you take elevators?
I do. Yes. I work on elevators in my spare time.
That's neat. I encourage everyone to share fun facts and meet other gamers. This man plays Simpsons, but also works on elevators.
But in his spare time, working on elevators is his hobby.
Yes, Simpsons is my full-time job, but as a hobby,
fun.
I work on elevators.
This is about bringing the community together, except that we are then going to destroy all other games, which will sort of destroy... Yes. Well, we're not worried about that part yet.
That's part fine. You're in basement one. Now, to get to basement one, you're going to hit B. Basement one is below garage one. It's in between garage one and garage two. So if you're mapping it, the sort of lowest to highest, garage two, basement one, garage one, lobby, first floor, second floor, and so on. We skip 13th and 14th floor.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the games are that high. Once you get up that high, it's actually a Magic the Gathering competition, so no one should be going to those floors. Yeah, I have a question.
Okay, and we assume it's going to be, is there a crossover dance with the Magic the Gathering? There is not. We tried, and they said no. And we have to respect that boundary. We assume that that's your follow-up question.
It is, but I wanted to dig a little deeper.
Okay, sure.
If I know someone personally in the Magic the Gathering tournament, is that a avenue that you have pursued towards making that sort of hookup happen?
Are you asking if we personally will help
you
hook
call
up with
Clancy
someone
you've
met?
Did you call Clancy and tell him that he knew Brian from when they hooked up a while back and ended on like pretty good terms? Did you sort of do that? Also, how do I get up there? I don't take stairs or elevators. But I wash windows in my spare time. So is there a sort of window washing thing going up on the outside of the building? And can I ride it up to the 15th floor to find my friend Brian, who I hooked up with a few years back? And we ended on pretty chill.
Okay, Clancy, I love this. First of all, this is very cool. What game
do
you play?
Good question. What's that?
What game do you play?
I play Galactica.
Okay. So this
is
another...
different than Galaga?
What did I say?
Galactica?
Yes, I played Galactica. So you know Galaga's the one, obviously everyone knows it, the little spaceship that shoots things.
Yes.
Galactica is
a game
where you have to name as many... Yes, sorry. It's Galactica Battlestar, the arcade cabinet game where you have to name as many characters from Battlestar Galactica as you can by typing them in using a...
This is ridiculous! This is so absurd. I've been coming here as a Tetris champion for 12 years.
Listen to Victoria from Croatia and her passionate pleas.
You cannot pit other games against each other at the same time saying, isn't this cool? We have fun facts we are learning about each other. This is not in the spirit of the International Gaming Conference.
She is correct. Games should be like an arcade. An arcade does not have just one game. It's very, very many games all together next to each other, making each other stronger.
Right.
Settle.
We will not settle.
No.
This is, yes, Wickety, you telling them.
Yes, I think games, let me find it, there it is. Games are like the outback, all right? A diverse set of flora and fauna where all are welcome, each doing their own special thing.
Settle.
But together creating a lavish tapestry of life.
Games are best when they all come together, like in Marvel vs. Capcom, very good arcade cabinet fighting game. And games are best, like when you have that one game machine that has Metal Slug, but it also has Bubble Bobble.
Up, down, left, right, start. You're breaking.
Listen to the players, here they beckon, they're doing backflips like playing Tekken. Another classic game from way back in the day, you cannot take our way of life away.
Up, down, up, down.
Finishing move, get over here and listen to what you're about to do. You're getting so cold, it's like sub-zero in your hearts. You are like a scorpion and you stop our heart from start. You
this
cannot
can't be the solution. Don't pick Cruising California against Dance Dance Revolution.
That you cannot pit Vertigo against Mortal Kombat.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're breaking our heart. What will the gaming community do? How do you get to the 15th floor if you know Brian at the Magic the Gathering conference? Can you even pit games together? And why is Bart's shirt blue? Find out when we return to the second half of
Arcade Combat Chaos, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back to the second half of Arcade
Cabin.
Arcade
Fire.
We're going
to call it Arcade Fire, which is a name that Zeke suggested that is better. Welcome back to the second half of Arcade Fire.
When all of
the video game players were having to compete for their game to be the only game left standing, what's going on with them? What's going on with the elevator? What's going on with the Magic the Gathering convention on the 15th floor? Find out when we return right now. So this cannot stand, correct? This is...
Oh, this is obviously very bad, and we will not stand for it.
Our whole way of life is in jeopardy.
Listen, in my many years of competing here, I will tell you that they look to Tetris to be the leader. Tetris is a game that everyone plays at some point. If they move on to a different game, Tetris is a part of us all. They will look to us in this moment for us to lead and guide them away.
This is like this moment when they say, what would you have been doing during World War II? And the answer is what you are doing now. You are saying this is our moment to be very proactive in our sort of stance for everyone to help them, yes?
Mm-hmm. That is what I'm saying.
Right.
And, did you guys even realize all of our hotel rooms are by each other. Can't believe they're on this, the 15th floor.
And we have the... And I'm in the middle, and my gosh. And I have two doors on either side of my room that if I open them, I assume connect to your rooms. I'm saying we could have a slumber party, all of us together, sharing dreams.
First thing, we share our rooms, and then we share our dreams for a brand new day. First thing, we share our rooms, we and share then we slumber. Also the magazines with the quizzes, and I will teach you to play MASH, and you will say, oh, what is this is? It's a fun game that tells you who you will marry and what your job will be. And we can play, yes, us three.
Three, share our rooms.
Share our rooms.
Then we share our share everything in between. I have a good idea. We could stack the mini fridge on top of your mini fridge and then add another mini fridge and have normal size fridge.
And we could take all the pillows from our beds and not sleep in our beds. Sleep in a pillow fort instead.
And I've got a marker bag so big it's ready to burst, and we will draw on the faces of whoever falls asleep first.
We will write silly words and phrases like I don't like Tetris, which we all know isn't true. First we share our
rooms.
Rooms, right, rooms come first and then
plan. Yeah?
Here's the thing. It's not just us. Yeah, it's great if we, the Tetris players, can put our country differences aside and band together. But we're not the only game in the hunt, right?
You are right.
You're
we
so
have
right.
to make we have to make UN-like agreement.
That's
with
right.
Every other game that no matter what happens, we will not destroy other video game system or way of life.
Every game needs to be invited to the sleepover. We've got to sleep with everyone at this conference.
We have to share our rooms with everyone in conference and share dreams with everyone in conference.
Okay, I will send out a mass text to every player. Don't worry, I have them because I've been here very many
number,
years.
Number one player gets gift, three gifts.
But
gift
also,
one, cash prize, $15,000. Gift
boom.
Two, big, shiny video game trophy.
Very much
gift
like
three,
my trophy.
Gift three, full list of contact information for everyone coming into to competition for forever.
It's very useful to have a full contact sheet for every player who comes. It's honestly the gift I love most. The first year I won, oh sure, I loved it. The trophy, the money is great, but that contact list, it just is, makes my life so great.
But guys, it's not just everyone in this conference. In order to really, truly make a difference, we have to invite
the
Magic
bad,
the
bad
Gathering.
Nerds from Magic the Gathering.
That's right,
yes.
But here's the thing. They're above the 15th floor, and in many ways, that's like a river that we might fall into. And so, in order to get our goal, to get the Magic the Gathering guys to join us,
well, you're
we've got to play
Tetris.
A real life
game. We have to
game.
Stack blocks as they
you
fall
to
down
weird,
into make a big row.
A
big
real
row?
Life game.
A Simpsons Frogger. Arcade cabin.
Frogger,
oh, yes, that makes more
the
sense.
The one we hate, a Frogger.
Now, Frogger, they are very mean to us. They are They shout, they call us horrible names like Liney.
And Blockface.
I really hate when they call me Blockface. I also, when they call me L and I know it stands for loser, I'm just like, this is so terrible. And I never say anything back. You know, I just try to be calm and collected. I try to not let them know that they've got to me, but they've gotten to me when they call me L.
I do not like when they call me L, but when they do it, I have a little thing I sing inside my head. I say like, oh, sure, you can call me L. And it is sort of a joke I say to myself and it makes me feel better.
I really love that, Bori. I kind of love you reframing that for yourself. That's very cool and I like it. But I think Wiggity is very right, because what could be more symbolic of games coming together than Tetris and Frogger coming together to loop in Magic the Gathering? I mean, honestly, I have chills. Wait, come here. Look, stop it. Come here. Stop it. Come here.
I'm trying to settle. Wait. It's so hard for me to settle.
Wait, stop it. Come here. Look at these chills. Look at these.
Oh, wow. You have what we in Russia, we call these crocodile bleeps.
Yeah, and in the epic, we call them, oh boy, what do we call them?
Wallaby bumps.
Wallaby bumps, that's right.
Well, I'm very surprised that you call them crocodile.
Crocodile bleeps.
Yeah, crocodile bleeps, because
do you ever touch the back of a No, we do not have them. We want them very badly to have the big spiky lizard, the chompity chomp. Do you remember this game, Crocodile Dentist?
Oh, it's a very good game.
Number one popular children's toy in Russia. 20 years running to this day. Everyone wants very much to play the crocodile dentist for the blips on its back.
Do you know, I know there was a moment where you're like, is Hungry Hungry Hippos going to take the lead? But no, nope. I would much rather have pull the teeth. All dangerous. You might get snapped by the croc.
Meanwhile, on the 16th floor, I rotate my planes card and insert a imagined dragon. I play imagined dragon.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Wow. That's good. If I could just jump in. Place a secret trapdoor card next to the boy in the house, and ooh, the boy falls out of the house.
I can't believe you played Fallout Boy against my imagined dragon.
Okay, and now I'm going to stop
a three-way Magic the Gathering competition. Your turn now. Go.
It's my turn now, and I'm going to stop you in your tracks when I just put down this yellow card.
Ugh, yellow card reverses Fallout Boy back and makes my imagined dragon is now a tangible dragon.
Oh, now we have to stop and do the freeze. I'm sorry that this... I have to enact a cold play.
Rules of magic are very difficult. A complicated, magical, complicated game. Got to band together to use magical strategies to best your opponents all the same. We have gathered to do magic. We are a magical gathering. We have gathered to do magical gathering is just a thing.
I play chemicals with a little bit of dance and some love also. And now I've got my chemical romance. On top of that, a little love, a little French more. Altogether, I play a paramour.
Counting crows.
And I play my 41st card. It wasn't hard. It's sum of 41. We are gathered to do magic.
It's a magical gathering.
We are gathered to do magic.
The sun rises on a new day, but it's not yellow, it's green, I say. And it's not night, no, it's definitely not night today. We are in a green day.
As it goes into the weekend.
And I play this soothsayer from Lisbon. He's from Portugal, my man. We are gathered to do magic.
It's a magical played the ace of base.
Oh, okay. That you won is another baby.
Can we pause real quick?
Wait,
can
oh my.
Can we pause? Uh-huh. Brenda, yeah. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, did you hear that knock at the door? And who could possibly be coming to talk to us? Everyone I know is here.
Everyone I know, my good friends, my only friends, Brenda. And
you guys, you don't think it's the losers downstairs, right?
I hope not. Because if they even show their faces, I'm going to just, like, freak out. Because
God.
What are pixels compared to cardboard little cards?
Right. And little in many ways, despite the fact that we are playing with cards and they're playing with pixels, we're more, way more modern than them. They're old and weird.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. We get new Magic the Gathering cards every year. And we have since I was born. And so, in a way, our game is constantly updating, constantly changing. All the strategies are constantly new, whether you're playing Swamp or Death or Birds.
Okay,
or
Stuart.
All of the sort of strategies that you can play.
Stuart,
magically.
Brian, Brenda, I hear both of Brian. You. I'm just going to take one quick beat to go answer the door, just in case.
Do the thing, though. Do the thing, though, where you...
Just in case it's my chicken strips.
Okay, but do the thing where you close... The little metal things, the door doesn't open a lot so bullies don't push their way in and punch us in our noses.
That happened to me a lot.
That happened
Stuart,
last
do you
year.
Think bullies I want anyone to punch me in the nose right
noses.
Now? What? I don't want anyone to get punched in their noses.
Just keep the metal thing on the door is all I'm saying.
These are not my chicken strips. What? Wait, there's no one here. Oh, it is my chicken strips.
Oh, good.
Wow. Wow. What a ride. I had no idea.
You know what will be crazy, though? The next time that someone knocks on the door, we will have no idea who it is. Meanwhile,
right.
Back on the...
Oh.
What was that?
What was
chicken
that?
Chicken strips.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait. Those are my chicken strips.
Okay.
Hello, thank you.
But this will be wild. Brian, did you order chicken strips?
Yes.
Okay, so we still
obviously.
Have one
okay,
more.
So the next time someone knocks on the door, it will definitely be chicken strips. Meanwhile, on the 15th floor. So we just go up to these Tethrys. We have to be brave and go up to the Frogger. These Frogger hooligans. I'm sorry, that's me putting my own sort of judgment on them. We will go up to them. We convince them to work together as a team. If we can get the Frogger people on board, everyone else will follow. Like fun Russian game, Dominoes, where the dominoes all hit the clickety-clack and they all fall down. Does this making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
This is plan that right. I have come up with.
It's good. It's good, Bori. Really like it.
I guess you, Victoria, came up with and I sort of elaborated on.
And
you
I'm
know,
the muscle.
Sometimes it is helpful for people to just say it again, just so that everyone can continue to be on the same page. Hey, Tetris.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you guys freaking doing here?
What's that ludicrous display you make over there?
Well, we were coming to offer this oak branch. Oak branch of
olive
peace.
Branch.
What is this?
Olive
what are you
branch?
Calling it? Surely
you do
not.
Like an olive branch.
What can you build from olive? It is weak wood.
Okay. Well, that is just the saying is that it's an olive branch.
Oh, this is so crazy that the saying is different in different places.
Look, what do you guys want, all right? We're preparing to kick your butts so that Frogger is the only game ever played for the rest of time.
Watch me crush this truly on my forehead. Watch me crush this truly right now.
Right, I'm gonna crush a Pims. Right there. It hurt, but I did it. I did it, didn't I?
Chris, why'd you take a whole glass bottle of Pim's liqueur and hit it over your own head?
Why not?
I'm taking a reasonable skinny can of hard seltzer and crushing it with my Frogger hands.
Your forehead is bleeding.
Yeah, it's dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Scary.
Oh, God.
No, God.
You don't know what I'd do, a crazy bloke with me. This bloke, he's ready off this. He's off his glasses, he is. We don't know what he's going to do next.
Chris, listen. Chris.
He's off his glasses. He can't see right.
Chris, Ace, Tony, you know we have faced each other at many a conference, and you were able to win in your category, and I win in my category, and we give each other a kind, curt hello at the award ceremony. Why can that not be the way, or why can it not be even better than that? Where I say, well done, you hopped your frog, and you say, well done, you made that block go, and you don't just call me an L, because I don't want you to call me L. I don't care what my friends say, I don't want you to call me L.
So you're saying, don't get rid of all the other games, keep them all together.
That's exactly what we're saying.
If
and we know that if you
this to
agree
me
with
in
us,
a sort of literary metaphor.
What?
A literary metaphor I would find would be helpful. I don't think I understand it quite yet. I need a sort of literary metaphor because I'm real good at those. Like one time I said Frogger was most dangerous game. And Ace and Tony, they said, that's pretty good. That's how I remember that interaction going down.
Okay, a literary metaphor. Let me think of a...
You want me to show you how they go? For example, you could be like, this is like of mice and men, when they're friends, and one of them has an undiagnosed condition, because the time they didn't know what to call it, they just thought that he was strange. And sometimes violent, but it wasn't his fault. And it was a sad book. That book made me sad. Well, the ending of Mice and Men, it made me a real sad lad.
Okay, I don't think that really tracks, because you just sort of told me you told the plot of sad book.
No, sorry, I'm not explaining.
But here's what I heard.
I'm not explaining it right.
No, it's okay. Here's what I heard. You told me that story, and it helped me understand you. Even though it wasn't really doing the thing you were trying to do, but in the end, I still come away understanding more. And awkward, sure, but that was a sad book.
Sad book.
And it made you sad. That was a sad book. And that I can understand. That was a sad book. And it sounded sad to me too. So even though it wasn't a metaphor, it helped me connect to you.
Give it a try, maybe I'll succeed, who knows?
Alright.
This whole situation's kind of like where the red fern grows. Cause I think there's a dog, and we're walking through the forest.
That's right.
And at some point we'll end up dead. That's about what I remember.
Yeah, that was a sad book.
It made us sad.
Where the red fern grows was a sad book. At the end, it killed a dog, and that made me mad. It was a sad book.
Very
there
sad.
Actually might have been multiple dogs. I think there were two dogs.
I think that's right.
I don't remember if they both die, but one of them certainly does.
Either way, it makes us sad. Even if making the comparison, we are bad. If I can get us on the same plane, sad book. Great, a really sad
book. Just think of a sad book. I'm like almost convinced. If you could only think of one sad book.
A sad book. Maybe another one about a dog.
Maybe the dog is old.
And maybe he is yellow.
Like Tess of the Dubravilles.
Is that
Tess of the Dubravilles? A very sad book about a milkmaid. And it was a sad book.
She is that how that's pronounced?
Tess of the Dubravilles. I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was Dubravilles, but you're probably right.
Is that worth it? Is that worth it? Bridge to Terabithia.
Oh, there's a little bit dies at the beginning. That is a sad book.
Sad book.
Oh, it's a sad book.
A sad book.
And all of these sad books. You're saying if we get rid of all the other video games, it'll be like a sad book.
I know we haven't always connected if we tried, but I'll tell you what, even thinking about these books has made us all cry.
Right.
So that this half-remembering of books we've read either in childhood or high school has made us all sort of sad?
Yeah, and to be honest, I think we didn't have any of those books in Australia.
Oh, no.
But we we had When the Kangaroo Gets Sucked Into the Meat Grinder. That was a sad book.
Is that the Australian version of Upton Sinclair's The Jungle?
That's right. We had When Rebel Wilson Goes to College. That was a sad book.
We actually got that one too. When Rebel Wilson Goes to College. That's a sad book, that is. You're right. Thinking of all these tests of the Dubravilles and Where the Red Fern Grows and even All of the Blue Dolphins.
Oh,
and these are all books that made me sad, and I don't want to make anyone sad like a sad book, do I?
Oh, you know,
I'd be a right bloke,
wouldn't
I? Oh, I
really wish that I had thought of, the Giving Tree. Come on, no, nothing will give it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing will give it to you like The Giving Tree.
I was trying to feed you Old Yeller at one point, which is...
No, I got it, but I just don't connect to that story.
Similarly, when the dog is old and it is time for it to die, it does not bring me sadness. Just the circle of life, much like the Lion King, when it is time for Simba's father to be pushed off of cliff and trampled so that more powerful, more scheming lion can take
Bori,
his place.
Bori,
this is the
Bori,
circle
you're,
of life.
Bori,
Wait, that's the Lion King? I know that story is Rebel Wilson Goes to College.
Oh, yes. No, we have called this the Lion King.
Oh, that's so crazy, man. I don't know, that story is Hamlet.
Anyway, we all call it different things. Maybe we call it Rebel Wilson Goes to College. Maybe we call it Lion King. Maybe we call it Hamlet, don't we? But in the end, it's all the same story, isn't it? So I guess what we're saying is we're with you. We're with you to the end. You've got us, Frogger, and my joystick. And we'll bring all the other games in line because ain't no one stepping out. Where we go, Mortal Kombat goes.
And if Frogger is joining, then Tapper shall join. My Stein.
And if Tapper shall join, Mortal Kombat shall join.
Finishing move. Sorry, I was just working on the elevator over here for fun, and Simpsons is with you.
And if Simpsons is with you, then Galactica is with you.
And
the
if,
game where you name all of the characters in Battlestar Galactica.
And if Galactica is with you, then Galagula is with you. Is that it?
Galaga?
Yep.
Or we're Galactica.
And Galactica is with you too. The game where you throw a worm at a tree to make the biggest split splat.
And Dance Dance Revolution is with you. You have our hops.
And also us, Magic the Gathering. We were downstairs looking for chicken, and we stumbled upon this.
You have already joined us, Magic? You will gather with us?
Gather with you.
We have, all these chicken strips, and they really fueled us up, and they made us think,
What's downstairs?
What's downstairs?
That's right. And it made us realize that, in many ways, we're all nerds who get punched in the face a lot.
In our noses.
Sucks.
In our noses.
In our noses.
We all like chicken.
And we heard what they're trying to do to you. And if they do it to the arcade games, card games are next. Pitting Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and Magic the Gathering against each other so that only one card game can survive. First, they came for the arcade games, and I did nothing. And next, they came to me. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, even though it doesn't affect me yet.
It's very similar to World War II.
Settle!
We must hide ourselves where they cannot come. Quick!
The elevator!
To hit the button for a floor they'll never be able to find.
Basement! Excuse me. It's me, the elevator guy who plays Simpsons.
I like to think of him as the Simpsons guy who works on elevators.
That's right. Listen, I want to let you know just how deeply you've hurt us, okay? And we, the entire gaming community, are united for the first time ever. Unless, was that your plan all along? Did you pit us against a singular enemy so that we would find common ground?
No.
No, we wish we could claim that, because this seems like a very foolhardy plan, right. And we didn't really think through how the game would just...
We
didn't know how it would work. Let me tell you what we were thinking. We were thinking, gosh, these games all look so good, I can't decide which one to play. Wouldn't it be easier if there was just one?
Yeah,
there was
just one,
it's the best one, and that way we'll know what the best game is.
We sort of read this article about how, like, when you have too many choices, you actually are less happy with, like, you should always order the first thing that calls to you on a menu because
you're paralyzed by choice. It's why Cheesecake Factory is so hard.
And honestly, we were at a Cheesecake Factory and we thought, what if instead we made this sort of draconian rule against the gaming community and made only one game survive? And, well,
listen, if Magic the Gathering knows anything, is that if you're at Cheesecake Factory, get chicken fingers, because that's what you really want and that's what calls out to you. Yes, and when you are at what Russia does not have Cheesecake Factory, but when you are at the Borscht Barn, and there are so many options of different things to have, but you are always wanting borscht, have borscht.
And when you are at Epic Steakhouse, we've got 2 for $25 deals going on right now. You can get steak and shrimp for all under $25.
Australia's national restaurant, Outback Steakhouse.
And when you are at King's Landing, the themed restaurant of Game of Thrones in Dubrovnik, Croatia, you order the Cersei's Caesar wrap because it's very good and light and uses our delicious fish caught right there in the bay. Dubrovnik, a great city to visit.
I guess what we are saying is, at the end of the day, you have to find the long, skinny one you're looking for. But that won't always clear your row. Sometimes you need the blocky square or the funny L. But it's different for everyone, this I know.
Sometimes the cube's gonna come when there's no place to put the cube. And you can either get mad at the cube or you can dig inside of you.
Can do anything. All games can be played at an arcade. The world is an arcade. It has many, many games. So many games at an arcade.
But sometimes you might need to cross a dangerous river. And if you fall in and get cold, you might just shiver. But that's okay. Dry yourself off and try again. Because if you look hard enough, you will make it to the end.
The world is an arcade with many, many games.
With friends.
Sometimes you
put all your cards down and you play the boss, or maybe the Beatles can be found. And sometimes you're running out of hope. Elevator guys should know, sometimes you've got to hit someone with a jump rope.
That's right, you do. I love Simpsons too. But I think maybe full time I'll start working on elevators for you, because that's my job now. I'm switching vocations. Video games come second. This is my life, it's my vocation, and I see that it beckons. The world is an elevator, and I'm taking it all the way to the top. The world
is for this guy. This guy thinks the world is an elevator. And yes, maybe you think it's an arcade or a card table with your friends, but we each other in the end. Oh, we're so sorry. We should never have asked you to do this. We can't. We will tell ourselves to settle.
We shall be the ones who settle.
We will tell ourselves to settle.
We must settle.
We must settle.
And you know, as we settle, we will think about how to be better. Do I smell smoke? I'm sorry. It's coming from the... I'm sorry, I was going to say something about how we should be better, but there's smoke. Is it just me? I smell a lot of smoke.
Yes, you do. Today and tomorrow, we will continue to inspire. But first things first, we will put out
this arcade fire. It is good we have put out the fire in this arcade. Okay, bye.
The end! That was Arcade Fire the Musical. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett on the fret. Give it up for Dana Wickens. Maybe
Dana,
sometimes
on the bongos.
Oh no, on the bongos. And give it up for Zeke Nicholson. We are so lucky to have you, Zeke. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. Always a pleasure.
What
always
a dang treat.
What a dang treat-a-roo. We all did perfect accents. It was
great. Gosh, I'm so sorry. I do love the country of Croatia.
Oh, yes. All of our bad accents are not meant to be slights against the country there. Love and our inability to do. Yours was perfect, Zeke. Thank you.
I think every country represented is just excited to see themselves, you know, represented on screen.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
Can we do we have time to do a 30-second segment? Welcome back, or we've kept going. I don't know how this works anymore, but we haven't decided to do a segment, something that we haven't done in a while. I shouted a bunch of video game words at Scott and said, play these on the piano, and now he's going to do it, and we're going to, I guess, rap over it, which is hard.
Here's what you got to know, is when Zach was doing it, it was so nice.
Zach is the nicest yeller there ever was. He's old yeller in many ways.
I just don't want you to set yourself up like you were screaming at Scott.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
I dropped a piece of pizza crust.
Okay, well, sorry. That's what we're rapping about now.
Mortal Kombat! You against your pizza!
Pizza!
Man versus pizza. Fight!
Oh, gonna take it to a bus? Oh, me against the crust? Oh, look at this old fella. I got you with your mozzarella. You think you can defeat me, boss? Oh, I'm about to take down your sauce. Did you slow cook all those tomatoes? I think, oh no, hello. Kick, kick, punch. Spin kick. I played this once.
Scott, this is so... Scott has picked the most difficult voice thing to follow. It's good. Round two. Pizza versus Zeke.
Oh, shit. There's a crust in my mouth. It's a must. Oh, shit. It fell in my bed. I think that pizza is inside my head. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna die. Pizza is in my eye. Life is crazy. Who am I? Oh, this pizza. It's in my thigh. I'm gonna finish him. Finish him off. Cause he's the pizza. And I'm Bob. This is really hard because it sounds weird in my ears.
Pizza combat! Very easy and good to execute. Round three, Zach versus his own creation.
Pizza combat.
I thought I could just have a snack when we weren't recording, but I threw that snack on the floor, and oh, now I'm affording myself lots of grace to not beat myself up because I dropped this pizza on the ground and I have messed things up. It's a crust from the night before. I didn't just put the crust away. It was attached to a pizza, sir, and I will eat it every day. I've eaten a lot of pizza during this quarantine. Probably too much of my diet consists of cheese, but I still put it into my mouth. Chew it, chew it, chew it. Nom, nom, nom. Fatality. I eat the pizza. I kick the pizza with my foot. Pizza combat!
Pizza combat.
Aren't you glad that I made us do that?
Forever. Honestly, and yes. Deeply and wholly glad that we did pizza.
Please
combat.
Keep this in.
No beat, just no Scott beat, hitting just, individual.
Just
thank you, Scott, for going on that adventure.
Yeah, Scott. And that's what we strive to do here on Off Book. Be an adventure for us all. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you so much.
Zeke, where can the people, what's going on? What should the people watch? You've worked on so many TV shows that the people should go watch.
If you haven't seen Miracle Workers Season 2, check that out. Starring Daniel Radcliffe and Steve Buscemi.
And you!
And myself.
Hell yeah.
It's great. Yeah, so check it out. I think you'll enjoy it.
I think that's it. I know you will. Well, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. If you drop your pizza on the floor...
Probably your chicken strips at the door.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Bye.
Bye.